Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The message for today is called, Does Your Wisdom Match Your Purpose? And this is part two. Here's Pastor Steve.
James 1 and 5 says, if any of you needs wisdom to know what you should do, you should ask God, and he will give it to you. God is generous to everyone and doesn't find fault with anyone who asks for wisdom. And then it begins to say something to us, though, about asking God for anything. When you ask for something, don't have any doubts. Because a person who has doubts is like a wave that is blown by the wind and tossed by the sea. A person who has doubts should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. What did you say? I said, when you ask for something, if you go back and forth and doubt, you should not expect to get what you ask for. It's right in the Bible. See, we pray, and then we don't see change. So we wonder if change will ever come. That's doubt. And so it never changes. Why? Because we doubt it. See, we refuse to keep believing God, even though we know God said ask. Now, folks, listen, in Matthew 7:7, Jesus said ask. And you shall receive. He said, seek, and you will find. He said, knock, and the door will open. Actually, in the original language, it's actually saying, keep on asking, and you will receive. In fact, the scripture says in the next verse, for everyone who asks shall receive. It's really saying in the original language, keep on seeking. The next verse, if you keep on seeking, everyone who seeks is going to find. And that verse really means keep on knocking. Don't give up. Because everyone who keeps on knocking, that door is going to open for your life. That's an awesome thing to know about God. And one of the things that we may lack more than anything else is persistence. I grew up in a time where some of the faith teachers were saying, if you ask God for anything twice after you've asked him the first time, it means you don't have faith. But that's not scriptural. Jesus said, keep on asking. He said, keep on seeking. He said, keep on knocking. In fact, Jesus in Luke chapter 18 and 1, he told his disciples a story to show them that they should always pray and never give up. In other words, Jesus was saying, pray to the conclusion of the matter. Don't just say, okay, I prayed once, I'm not going to pray again. No, keep on praying. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Why? Because it shows God you believe you're going to get it. See, sometimes people say, I'm going to believe God for this, and you hear them say it, and then the next thing you know, after a month or so, you don't hear them talking about it anymore. Some of us are brave enough to say, what happened to that prayer request? Well, I figured God didn't want me to have it. Well, why did you figure that? Well, because he didn't give it to me. You mean he didn't give it to you quick enough? What if Abraham had given up? Folks, some prayer requests are answered in 25 years. I know you don't like to hear that, but I've got to give you the whole counsel of God. My point is this. Jesus said, keep on asking. Don't stop asking. Don't stop seeking. Because if you just keep on asking, you're going to receive what you want. Now, listen to me. Let me just say this to you. God is never going to put upon you more than you can bear. I don't care how you feel, there's more strength. There's more ability to hang in there until God solves that situation for you. The Bible says God will not place upon us more than we can bear. In fact, the scripture says in Corinthians, it says that the things we go through, other people are going through the same thing. Many times we feel, oh God, I'm the only one. I'm the only one going through this. How can I, God. And the Bible says, well, other people go through the same thing. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to go through more than you can handle. Now, let me just say something to you guys. Either you believe the scriptures or you don't. I'm just laying it out for you there. Either you believe God or you don't. You can't look in the Bible and say, okay, let's see. I believe that blessing. I believe God's going to bless me there. I really don't believe this portion of the Bible, so I don't talk about it. I don't really admit that it's really there. I just really turn through that real quick. Oh, I believe that. Oh, yeah, this is what I told you about. Oh, no. I don't even know why God put that in there. He can't be serious about that. Just turn the page quickly. That's what I do. Just turn it very. In fact, let's not even talk about the word anymore, okay? Look, you cannot edit God's word. What it says is what it says, and what it says is the way we're supposed to live if we have wisdom. We accept what the word of God says if we want wisdom. Now, many people, I'm going to say it again, many people base their decisions by their emotions and their circumstances. People make their choices and deal with their circumstances based on human reasoning, on their natural desires. But God wants you to believe his word. God wants you to trust his word. Now, I want to just give you, there's a few scriptures that show the difference between godly wisdom and earthly wisdom, because some people have wisdom, but it's not godly wisdom. James 3 and 13, it says, if you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life. Do good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. See, true wisdom makes you a humble person. True wisdom causes you to obey God's word. It goes on to say in verse 4, but if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. You got to be truthful about it. What are your motives? Why are you saying this? Why are you doing this? See? Earthly wisdom ignores God's way. I got a problem. Just for an example, I got a problem. What's your problem? The Bible says, God says that man should not be alone. That's no problem. Get married. I don't want to get married. Why should I get married when I can just shack? I can just live with a woman. All my needs will still be met. Why should I have to do that? See, that's earthly wisdom. See, earthly wisdom looks for a way to satisfy itself, not using the word of God. In fact, it eliminates the boundaries set by the word of God. And you know what? People are more stuck on themselves today than ever before. Are you aware of that? Two of you. Most people have become a legend in their own mind. People taking selfies all day, sending them to you. People saying, follow me. People saying, like me. I want to say, no. People bullying other people. See, people are jealous of someone's success. People are intolerant of other people's opinions and ideas. They're haters. They're stuck on themselves. I want to know one thing. Who died and made you the opinion boss? See, it's selfishness to prevent other people from sharing their free expression in what they feel and what they think. Yet that's the world in which we live. Don't you dare go on a college campus and espouse anything differently than what they believe. It's their way or the highway. And you know, so many people today, because our world has gone so crazy like that, they think that their behavior is acceptable. The Bible explains it this way in Proverbs 21 and 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But God is the one who checks the motives. Can I just inform you that the First Amendment guarantees the right to peaceable assembly, freedom of speech, and the press, and freedom of religion. And we are fighting for those things every day. What is going on in the world? It's worldly wisdom. It's at work.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's a special thought from Pastor Steve that I believe will encourage your heart and strengthen your walk with the Lord.
So many people today are asking God to bless their plans, when perhaps the better prayer is, Lord, show me your plan. That's the heart of wisdom. Wisdom isn't about convincing God to follow our direction. It's about yielding our lives to follow His direction. The wisest place you'll ever be is in the center of His will, because where God guides, He provides, and where He leads, He'll never leave us alone.
Thank you, Pastor Steve, for that encouraging reminder. If you'd like to hear this message again or learn more about the ministry of A Place to Grow, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. You'll also find information about Spirit Life Church and opportunities to worship with us. We'd love to welcome you. Now let's get back into today's message.
Verse 15 says, "For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic." The devil is behind it. For wherever there is jealousy, selfish ambition, there will always be confusion and evil of every kind. Folks, listen, you can go right into the Word of God and figure out what's going on today. I dare you to do it. Now, how can we recognize godly wisdom? Listen to what it says in James 3 and 17. "But the wisdom that comes from above is first of all pure. It is also peaceful. It is loving. It is gentle at all times and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." Now, what are some of the main areas in our lives that we need divine wisdom? Number one, we need direction. We need wisdom to make the right choices. And the Word of God has been tried and proven that when you follow it, everything's going to work out for you. In fact, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but God's words will by no means pass away. In 2 Timothy 3 and 15, it says, "There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful for one thing or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the word, we are put together and shaped up for the assignment that God has for us in life." And let me just say something about that. Your life is a journey well planned by God, but only if you're willing to follow the footsteps of His word. In Psalm 119 and 104, it says, "Your commandments give me understanding. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." You see, when we follow the word of God, we are following wisdom, the wisdom of God. In Psalm 101, in verse 1, it says, "I will sing of the mercy and the justice of the Lord. Oh Lord, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way because I follow you." Now, folks, when you need direction, seek God through prayer and through His word. because he promises to guide you. In Proverbs 3 and 6, it says, seek his will in everything that you do, and he'll show you the path that you should take. But don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. What I'm trying to show you today is that wisdom is connected to the knowledge of God's word. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that obey his commandments. Do you know when you follow God's word, even the brightest people will be dumb compared to you? In Psalm 119 and verse 38, it says, through your commandments, you have made me wiser than mine enemies. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 times mighty men in a city. How can we learn, especially as young people? How many still consider yourself young people? Let me see your hand. Now, come on, there's some of you need to consider yourself young people. You're still young. I'm gonna give you one more chance. One more chance. God is watching. How many of you consider yourself young people? I can't hold it up like I used to, but I consider myself a young person. Now, but listen. Wisdom. The wisdom of God teaches young people how to live. Listen to what it says in Psalm 119 and 9. How can a young person keep his life pure? That is a big challenge for young people and middle-aged people and older people and people not ready to die yet. How do you keep your life pure? The Bible says he can do it by holding on to your word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. I'm just going to give you just a few words of wisdom for everyday life, and we're going to pick this up next time. Number one, you've got to take time to seek God and to study his word every single day. In Proverbs 4 and 20, it says, dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Folks, the voice of God is heard through his word. How many of you want to hear the voice of God? Let me see. Yeah. Read the Bible. That's his word. It goes on to say, keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate on it. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live. They really live. Body and soul, they're bursting with health. See, the Bible is saying when we study and when we memorize God's eternal word, you'll stop aging so fast. You'll be healed in your body. Just by reading God's word, just by that word coming into your heart, into your mind, into your life, you will begin to be healed. It says in verse 23, keep a vigilant watch over your heart because that's where your life starts. In other words, you've got to guard what you're watching on the television. You've got to guard what you're listening to, the music that you hear. You know, many times I've talked to young people, and I say to them, you're singing that song. Do you know what it's saying? No, I like the beat. I like the music. And then I try to tell them what it's saying. It's really saying that? Yeah, it's saying all that. Folks, we really have to watch. And we really need to listen to what the words are for the songs we're listening to. You'll find yourself repeating things that are totally against what the Word of God says. And you need also to guard yourself and watch the people in your inner circle. I'm going to stop with this. I'll give you just a few scriptures in Job 31 and 1. It says, I've made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? I mean, pornography is such a big problem today in the world and in the church. Men and women have problems. You've got to guard your heart and you've got to guard your mind from it, folks. Now, when we talk about letting people in our lives, you need to understand, you've got to check the quality of the people in your life. And all of you with like a mercy gift or motivation who pick up stray people, stray dogs, and stray things, You just need to understand you've got to still establish barriers or boundaries in your life, because we become like people we join hands with. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? So you've got to understand you cannot join up with just anybody and everybody. And that's the reason why parents mostly tell their kids, hey, don't hang out with that person. And your kids will get offended, like, what's wrong with them? And then you want to just say, would you just listen, please? Just listen to me or go to your room. It's tough being a parent these days, because your kids will drop a dime on you. Well, that's another story. Proverbs 13 and 20 says, walk with the wise and you'll become wise. But when you associate with fools, you'll get into trouble. I love this translation. Why? Because trouble chases sinners. Look, if you're running around with people who don't know Jesus Christ, you should expect a lot of drama in your life. And unfortunately, it becomes misdirected trouble in your life. Because the trouble is not after you necessarily, but you're with the person that trouble is after. See, when you associate with those who reject Christ, you need to understand trouble's in your way. And it's not really your trouble, other than you should not be with that individual. Ladies, beware of wives never satisfied and always complaining. In Proverbs 14:1, it says, a wise woman, that is, builds her home. But a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. You know what? Treating your husband, treating your children that God has given you wrongly, I hate to say it, ladies, it makes you a fool. I'm going to say it to men. When you don't treat your wife and your kids right, it makes you a fool. That's what the Bible says. A foolish person tears down their home with their own hands. And once again, you've got to establish those boundaries with people in your life, especially based upon their behavior. And Proverbs 22 and 24, it says, don't befriend angry people. Don't associate it with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be just like them and endanger your soul.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The Wisdom Series continued today with part 2 of Does Your Wisdom Match Your Purpose? Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if He is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. And He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock. And He established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer. And God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance. And I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. You put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you. And that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.